Hey, everyone. Welcome back to a very special edition episode of Dadcast. We're going to call this one a bonus episode to season number three. We are hanging out. Well, I'll get to that in just one second. First of all, hello. Hi, how are you? My name is JP, joined as always by the man, the tenacious one, Mr. Nick Martin. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
It's a great drive over here.
Yeah, we had a road trip up to Bend, Oregon. We are at Boneyard Elixir, and today's special bonus guest is the man of the hour, or in this case, half hour bonus special episode edition, Jared from Boneyard Elixir. How are you, sir?
Very well, thanks.
Yeah, buddy. All right. So, you know, since we are doing a dad cast with you, we have to ask you the pertinent question right off the bat, man. Are you a dad?
I am dad for 6 years now.
6 years a dad. All right. How many kids you got?
Two.
Two. Boys, girls, talk to me.
One of each.
One of each.
My oldest is a boy, 6.5 years old, and his name's Leon, and my daughter is four now, and her name's Mildred.
Mildred? Yep. That's a great name. It really is.
After my grandma.
Oh, that's amazing. I was considering naming my youngest daughter, who just turned 8 years old, after my grandma. She would have been Charlotte.
Oh.
And I could have called her Charlie, which I thought was real cool. But the mom was like, nah, we're going to name her Avery.
Okay.
So we named her Avery.
Well, that's beautiful.
It is, too. And now I can't even picture her as anything else. So
it's funny how the moms win.
Right? this is weird. I've never done a podcast standing up before.
I was just going to mention that.
It's strange, isn't it?
It is.
It brings me back to my days working in radio where I'm always standing up behind a microphone in front of that big old board doing our thing. So I'm right at home, to be perfectly honest.
I feel a little weird. I'm used to sitting in my office at home in my little gaming chair.
Right.
And yeah.
Well, hey, it happens. And it's nice. Unfortunately, Jared, it's making Nick feel even shorter than he already is when we're all standing up together.
He's probably used to it.
So we are literally broadcasting live, doing the show inside your place, Boneyard Elixir. This is where all the magic happens, where you make the drink.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about this business before I get into your kids and dad life.
Well, we've been making some elixirs now for 3 years.
Right.
This month, actually. So before that, we were making some Boneyard beer over at the production facility here in town. And, you know, we were putting together a pub at that time and decided kind of that we didn't really want to do the whole soda gun thing with a traditional Coke or Pepsi products.
Right.
So we figured we better put out our own NA product. And during that time, too, this kind of new category of beverage was kind of being released around.
Right.
And, figured that it would probably be a good fit, you know, some Boneyard CBD, craft soda, and just made it happen.
And you certainly did. In my hand right now is a lemon ginger sparkling CBD beverage from Boneyard Elixir.
That one's my second favorite, by the way.
This is the first time. I'm usually... you know, you gave us a bunch of samples to do on our shows, and I always ended up with the grape soda. And a couple episodes back, don't get me wrong, it's my favorite. I really, really like it, but I really wanted to try something different. And I complained about it. Remember that?
Yep.
I'm like, I'm always stuck with the grape. So not today, party people. Papa's got himself a lemon ginger CBD, and it's beautiful.
It is, on a hot day, probably the most refreshing one I've tried. It's wonderful.
Yeah, they're very good. We got 5 flavors. The King Cola is what Nick has over there. It was kind of my take on a Mexican style Coke.
Right.
No artificial ingredients, with a little bump of extra caffeine, kind of similar to Mountain Dew or something like that.
I need to leave you with some King Cola.
Okay.
Today. Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
I got some at home.
We'll see how it works out.
Yeah, I got some.
Actually, there's a whole studio stocked. That fridge is stocked in there, man.
You guys loaded on your way out.
Loaded up with soda.
Yeah, loaded.
Okay. Wow, man. So
they're kind of loaded. It's fine, too. Whatever.
So 6.5 years as a dad. Yeah. How is that for you? How is your – are you stoked to be a dad?
Absolutely.
I wouldn't expect you to answer knowing that you're on the spot here. But
I'm definitely stoked. I got to say it is challenging. I mean, during that time, I was, operations manager at the brewery and – building a house and living in a trailer. And so it was all just kind of very stressful. And then we had the pregnant wife at the same time living in the trailer. And it just, was complicated and stressful.
Well, being a dad or a parent is never certainly easy.
Oh, no.
We've no, you know, depending on whose path and whatever you're doing, it's never something simple, man. But, you know, congratulations to you, man. You got two kids. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm assuming during that entire time, you've also grown that amazing friggin' beard you got right there.
I've actually had a beard for a dang near 15 years.
15 years. Yeah. Do you trim that thing up ever?
Oh, yeah. It's a weekly, monthly trimming.
Because,
sure.
I mean, if you hadn't, you'd be like Grandmaster Wizard status at this point.
No doubt. A little ZZ Top.
Yeah, absolutely. Nick, what do you think? I think you should get to that level.
I got to just let it go. I keep trimming it up.
Just trim the soup stash part and just let the rest go.
Yeah. I was eating a sandwich the other day. I let the mustache grow a little too much, and it was just covered in mayonnaise and mustard.
just bite it off.
Yeah, it was.
Clam chowder's not a mustache friend.
It was shower worthy though. I was like, I got to get in the shower now.
You need to really like reevaluate the foods you eat when you have such.
No.
Because that's why I go whaler. I had the beard too, but I'm a pansy. I admit it right here on camera. I can't hang with the mustache.
Can't get down with a big burger at a restaurant. That's for sure.
I'll just make it happen and saturate it with ketchup.
There you go. Just go wash it out. No big deal. So here we are at Boneyard Elixir. By the way, if you hadn't realized up until this point yet, one of our awesome sponsors, I want to thank you for that. That is pretty cool. In fact, you're one of the originals.
Yeah, one of the
so you're not going anywhere. When Dadcast becomes, you know, millions and millions of dollars taken in per year. We you're not going anywhere. You're part of this journey, man. That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
How is it to, you know, we talked a little bit before we started the show. You are running everything up in here.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. How does that take away from a lot of time at home with the family?
It does.
Does that suck?
It sometimes.
Yeah.
Definitely sometimes. It's just a race. You know, I keep getting up earlier and earlier every day. I leave my house at shortly after 5 in the morning. I'm in here by 6 and have to race to go pick up my kids by 4:15, 4:30 before I start getting charged $4 a minute by our freaking private school right now. But
wow.
No, it's challenging, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. So
awesome. And I'm assuming the kids don't drink the CBD cola.
Not the cola, but I let them drink the other ones for sure. You know, there's no reason not to. I think the CBD is great for any age.
Okay, all right.
I just try to keep them off the caffeine.
I've seen a lot of studies that it's actually really good for kids and their moods and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, all right, that's news to me. So I'm still, forgive me, but I am still on one of those. I'd like to think I'm educated, but obviously by the statement that I just previously made, I'm not entirely educated on it. So I still class CBD as part of, you know, marijuana.
Right.
Even though it is, but it isn't. You know what I mean?
And it's a cannabis product.
Right. And because of that misunderstanding is why I think many people, especially, you know, federally and other states that aren't getting down with it yet, don't have that understanding and why they're still so strict on allowing CBD products, because you know, the research I've done and seen, it is, there's nothing bad, man. There's all the benefits and nothing negative.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate because there's just not a lot of research, or at least official research, that states that, you know, there's claims and everything, but as far as FDA's and governmental agency standpoints, there's not the research to conclude anything. So.
Right.
It's unfortunate, but it's underway, and I think soon it'll be good to go for everybody all across the country.
Well, I'm rooting for you, man, because when that happens, do you see that gigantic wall tower of goodness?
Yeah,
those things are going to sell out like that.
A couple million cans there ready to go.
Wow. How long did that process? And how is it that the bottom ones aren't being crushed? Is it an equal distribution of weight type scenario?
Right. That's right. Engineering right there. At its finest.
Look at it. Oh, it's so pretty. I had the pleasure of a brewery in Ashland. Won't name it because they are not the star of the show today, but it was the same type scenario. Just as far as the eye can see, tall, tall, tall. That's so pretty. I think we should have actually turned this thing around so I could stare at it the whole time instead of turning around and looking at it. How do the kids, so you said, mentioned they're doing private school. Is that done now for summer?
Next week is our last week. You know, when public school got shut down, We tried the homeschool thing for a while. I was bringing them in here with me.
Right.
And I just couldn't stand it. You know, I'm not a big fan of the screen times and stuff like that. And just putting them on screens in here while I was trying to work, and it just didn't seem right to me. So, you know, let's say it was challenging on the days that I wasn't in here, leaving them with my wife at home to try to tackle that as well. You know, our kids don't want to learn from us for some reason, right? We have enough structure in our lives and give them enough.
Right.
They don't want to hear us to tell them how to do 2 + 2 or...
Yeah, you know, and you're not the only one, man. I was right there with you. It's difficult. And on top of it, we have jobs that we need to go to as men, as fathers, to provide for our family. And now you want us to stay home, but no, give no guidance. I'm so glad we are pretty much on the way out of that, aren't
we? Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. You know, we got lucky. We were the last seats in that private school, and we got in there in November. The end of November there, first part of December. And we got them signed up for next year just in case, but I'm really hoping not. I'd like them to get back in the public school. And
yeah, my kid's last day was
real world stuff.
My kid's last day was yesterday. Today is their official first day of summer.
Hell yeah.
And I'm guessing they're not even awake yet. 10 years old and 8 years old. They stayed up to like 2 o'clock in the morning playing video games. And I'm like, you know, I don't normally allow that, but it's the first night. Do your thing, you guys.
Summertime.
My baby's up at 5:30 in the morning. So if I'm not up at the gym, it's like, I want to sleep until 7:30. I don't get that.
No?
No. I get dad pounded on my chest.
Of course you do.
Yeah, every morning.
And you signed up for it, remember?
I love it. I wouldn't change it for anything, but it's just, it's definitely different for sure.
Of course it is, man.
I was used to the, they're sleeping all day.
I could have sworn I slept in when I was a kid. But
right?
Same thing. My kids are up by 6 in the morning every day.
Well, it takes that time. You know, it's the 16-year-old. She'll sleep till 4 o'clock in the afternoon if we let her.
Right.
My 10-year-old, he'll get up, but he'll stay up, you know, in the summertime hours and summertime days. He stays up late and, of course, sleeps until 11 or noon, make him. But on the days when he goes to bed at a reasonable hour, he'll get up. And the little one, up at the crack of dawn, no matter what. But so as the older they get, the later they sleep in.
Right.
That's just how I did. That's how I did it.
They usually sleep until they're like too hungry and they think they're going to die or something. They stumble out to the fridge. Like,
and then
I need a frozen pizza.
Right. And then
cook it for me.
No. They need to make a graph. Yeah, right. A Totino's, man. Come on. You need to make a graph as how age and sleep, because I used to sleep in. Did you? Come on, we all did, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's all. I want to sleep, man. Screw anything else. Just sleep. Exactly. But as you get older, now it's you get up earlier.
Oh, yeah.
We're responsible. We're men. We're dads. We got stuff we need to get done.
That's right.
Wow. So I'm looking at a gigantic vat. What is the technical term for that, Jared?
Those are theoretically fermentation vessels. However, we don't like to ferment things in this facility.
Okay.
Chunk. Meaning that would create alcohol.
Barnaby. Right?
That's not what we're into over here.
You can't see that, but off camera, they're huge. I'll show you when we're done here.
Yeah, each of those tanks are 45 barrels or 40-barrel tanks. We squeeze 45 barrels of soda into those, and that yields about 13,000 cans a batch.
And is this little lane here, is this the final area of where the cans?
Yep, that's the off-packing conveyor right there. It's a 6-head canning line. It spits them out roughly 52 cans a minute.
Wow.
And go through the little car wash there. And
now are they already full at this point?
Yep. Wow. Yep. We put those empty pallets right in this guy here, the D-pal.
Right.
And it's all automation, lifts that thing up and then pushes them off. They go through a little twist rinse and get date coded. And
now I'm curious.
The machine.
I got to come down when you have this thing running.
Yeah, we'll set that up another day for sure.
The CBD process of putting that in these sodas.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Is it like drops? Is it liquid?
Happens behind closed doors.
Okay.
But we do our own emulsions in-house where we take our hemp extract and basically blend it with some, I wouldn't say proprietary products, but we make it water soluble.
Okay.
And then dump it into a blending tank and where it disperses, hopefully equally.
So you're telling me that there's a possibility that this particular one has more than 25 milligrams in it?
There shouldn't be. No, oh, okay. We've done some samples where we've tested about 15,000 cans randomly, and they were all within 10% of each other.
Awesome. So. Oh, that is so good. Nick, I'm going to drink. Say something.
All right. I hate it when you put me on the spot because then I forget what I'm going to say. Thanks. Good job. Wow.
How old did you say your kids were, Nick?
The interviewee doing the interviewing.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Well done, sir.
Yeah,
well
you.
Done.
Yeah, thank you for bringing this back up. So I have a baby who just turned one on the 28th of May, and then we have a 14-year-old, 16-year-old, 18, I got a 17-year-old, he's going to be 18 in July.
He's many.
20-year-old and a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
That's in the Army.
All across the board.
Yeah. So, yeah, cool. I was all done, then I got remarried, and my wife wanted to have babies, so right. I was like, all right, let's do this, and got unfixed and did the whole IVF.
Unfixed?
Oh, yeah.
How
yeah,
did was that shit like, work?
It hurt. Yeah. It was not pleasant. Yeah, it was.
I didn't enjoy the puff of smoke from down there on getting it snipped, but yeah. I don't yeah, imagine no, putting it back together was, felt
was,
better.
Yeah, getting it snipped wasn't as bad as getting unsnipped. Unsnipped was 2 weeks of ouch. This was...
Grapefruit.
Can you describe that for me?
Ouch.
The process.
I hope this kid loves me. That's all I can describe.
What, do they like cut two ends off and then reattach the two?
I don't know. I was asleep. They knocked me out. I was out for like 2 or 3 hours.
But
it was,
it's afterwards.
Afterwards, it was 2 weeks of like, it felt like I got kicked in the nuts for
sitting on a donut.
Yeah. It was bad.
Oh, you poor bastard.
Yeah. And then we did IVF, and that's how we got our little guy. So, and then we just did another round of IVF, and it didn't work. So we,
Are you going to try? I didn't want to bring that up. Yeah. Can I bring that up?
Yeah.
So that failed.
Yeah.
For lack of a better way to put it, not to be insensitive. Are you guys still willing? Are you still going after it?
We're going to go back and do it again.
All right. So there's still eggs and embryos and all that stuff?
No, we're doing another egg retrieval.
And okay.
And transfer that in that same time period. So it's not going to be a frozen embryo this time.
Oh, okay. So fresh.
That's how Liam was born. He was a fresh embryo. So we don't know if there's something... with the frozen embryos or what happened. It wasn't a good experience this time. And so,
all right. Well, you know,
I kind of wonder if the doctors do that on purpose. Cause I had a buddy doing the same thing. Him and his lady just weren't having much luck.
Uh-huh.
So they were going through that whole process of manual introduction of the sperm and whatnot. And I think he went and tried it 4 different times, and it's not cheap.
No.
You know, I think they do it on purpose.
Manual introduction. Money. What a fantastic way to describe that. I think manual introduction is the old-fashioned way, Jerry, to be honest.
Maybe.
But I think it's a scientific introduction, maybe. But he likes to call it the turkey baster.
Yeah, the turkey baster method. Yeah. No, our doctor is one of the best in the country, actually. He's up in Eugene, and he has a huge success rate. I think it was just something just didn't take right. It's not. But we get a discount on the next round, though. So there's that. It's like a 50%.
Guaranteed to work on the next one, 20% off.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sorry to go radio commercial voice on you there, but
I know. We should get them to sponsor us.
We should. And you know, since we are live, well, technically live now as we do this, I heard you two talking, and I don't know how this would work. I know it would work. You're probably like, what is the hell are you talking about, JP? Get to the point. All right, here we go. Getting to the point. Boneyard Elixir, Skull and Crossbones, Pirate Radio.
Hmm.
By the way, Jared, I own a radio station.
It does.
It's called Pirate Radio, and it plays basically tunes. If you were having one of these drinks in the Caribbean in a tiki bar.
Or eating a gummy bear.
Or eating a gummy bear, whatever the case may be. You know, lots of Jimmy Buffett, reggae, classic rock, just nice, feel-good tunes, music. It's a great radio station, but we'll talk after. And this isn't me saying, hey, give me money to advertise by any means, but some type of way we can work something in to Pirate Radio, just, you know, help you out.
Yeah.
Help Pirate, you know, put some commercials on. It seems like a no-brainer to me.
Sounds great. It makes sense.
You could tie it in with the Dadcast thing. And
yeah, absolutely. Not to put you all on the spot here.
Get 10% off and do the
deck. Or not even just, you know, just another avenue for sales on our website for Boneyard Elixir to get this thing even bigger than it already is. That's my process of thinking.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Good talk. Moving on.
I'm into the pirate radio. Is it local in Grants Pass area?
It is. It's streaming.
Okay.
So it's not the way of the future, whether people want to deal with it or not, is through one of these, period. And, you know, your favorite radio station that you listen to here in the Bend area, whatever it may be, it doesn't take long for you to get driving out of town, and all of a sudden that radio station is gone. And then what do? You stream it if you want to keep listening to that radio station. So, and that's just, and literally you stream anywhere in the world. So that's what pirate radio is, and it is one of the best versions. It streams from the cloud. It's HD. It's better sounding than any radio station you're going to hear on your radio, in the car, wherever, locally. And you can access it anywhere in the world. You got an internet connection, period, or a phone data connection. It's, I want to say way of the future, but it's not. It's literally the now.
It is the now, yeah.
I get so excited talking about it, I get out of breath. Look at me.
See, I'm excited that we get to put some of our guests on the radio station, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the cool thing.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's that would be a, I think be a good thing to do. Yeah. We'll talk about that afterwards.
Sounds good.
You know, but only if your kids agree. Okay, that's the deal.
I don't know if they'll agree. They don't agree much on anything.
Oh, man. So you have a difficulty already. Do they fight? I mean, so 6 and a half, and how old's the youngest?
And four and a half, yep.
Do they, is there?
There's conflict, yeah.
Does the little one, the girl,
screams,
treat big brother like she's a little brother? Like he's a little brother?
No, maybe. She's just very demanding. And
It sounds very familiar.
Yeah.
It's someone, who was the guest on? It was Tom Arnold.
Yeah.
We just dropped that episode earlier this week. He enlightened me on how he said that was the youngest girl treats the big brother like he's a little brother. And my kids do the exact same thing. And I just don't understand it. You know, kid, you're bigger than her. You're older than her. You're stronger than her. You're smarter than her at this point. Why are you allowing this to happen? Well, you know,
he definitely does his role of beating her up and taking things from her.
Yep.
Tells her everything in the world to do. I mean, he's 6 years old, but he thinks he's 30.
Oh, wait till they're 16.
Well, he's a smart individual. But yeah, he's telling me no all the time.
It gets worse.
That's not how it is, Pop.
Of course. He knows everything at six already.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, does he have an internet connection? Are you?
No.
All right.
No.
Maybe he's Googling stuff and maybe he's right, you know?
Oh, yeah. He was trying to school us. Told us that Googleplexia is like the largest number on the planet.
Right, a Googleplex. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was like, I never even heard of Googleplexia.
That sounds like a disease.
I almost want to Google it and find out what it is.
A Googleplex. Let's do it right here. Let's just say, hey, Siri.
It's one with 100 zeros.
Hey, Siri. What's a Googleplex? You ready?
Here's an answer from Wikipedia.org. A Googleplexplex or Googleplexin is a 1 followed by a Googleplex amount of zeros, which is 10 Googleplex. 10 cap, 10 cap, 10 cap, 100.
It's a big number.
Big number.
It's huge.
Imagine if we had 1% of 1% of 1% of that. We're all retired and so are our grandkids.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Unreal.
Yeah, and I didn't know what that was.
Well, I've heard it, but I didn't know exactly,
right.
We know the definition of. See, this, as much as I love this technology, I also very, very, very much despise it.
Yep. I try to use it as little as possible.
Oh, and you know, I wish we could heat.
And we jumped into a podcast where we have to use this 24 hours a day.
Right, and it's whether you like it or not. You know, it's every generation probably gets to a point. I mean, it was our parents, it was program the VCR. I don't want anything to do with this, you know? And now here we are, our parents' age then, going, well, social media. No, I think we're lucky, you and I, and how old are you, Jared?
40.
40. So we're right all in the same exact cloth, if you want to call it, where we're in the middle, where we understand the technology, whether we want to use it or not, we are very aware of what it is and how to use it.
Yeah.
So that's fortunate we're there, but I'm starting to feel like grandpa. I don't want to touch that social media crap.
I know, it's all 16-year-old. No, you can't have Snapchat. You don't need Snapchat.
My 8-year-old asked me for Snapchat the other day.
Snapchat's for?
Yes.
Dick pics.
It's what it used to be. We almost got through. We're at 26 minutes. We almost got through, and there he goes, Nick.
I'm sorry.
Having a bomb.
And it's always dick related. Every single time, man.
I haven't dropped one yet in a few episodes, so I was like, well.
Just.
It was a perfect time.
No dick drops, all right? No more.
I'm not dropping anybody's dick.
We can't stop. We can't stop. Make it stop. Make it. Right. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, if you had cans on.
With headphones.
I know. Here, let me.
There it is.
Yeah, good stuff with the soundboard. You like the soundboard, Jared? Came in, you're like, where's all the fancy colors?
Yep, there they are.
You can rule the world with this thing if you knew how to do it. Speaking of technology, this is the kind of technology I can get down with, though. Audio, radio, making things, creators. You're a creator, whether you believe it or not. Nope. Your art is different from my art.
That's right.
But I really like your art.
It's delicious.
Any more flavors of anything coming in the pipeworks, or are we happy where we're at?
I'm pretty happy where we're at. We got the 5 flavors right now, the 2 caffeinated sodas, the 2 fruit-influenced ones with the lemon and the roots in there, the ginger, the turmeric, and the orange. And we got the 1 zero-calorie sparkling water. So I'm pretty happy with our family of flavors right now.
What's your best-selling one?
King Cola.
Yeah?
Yep,
King Cola, man. I figured as much.
It'll stand up to any Pepsi challenge, I promise.
Are you drinking the King Cola?
I am.
You know what? I'm not going to share that one.
I drink it all, though.
Oh, it happens.
Sorry. It's delicious. That's my second favorite. This is my favorite.
Yeah, the King Cola is the jam. If you're any type of cola fan.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Awesome. Okay.
It reminds me of RC Cola, like the best tasting cola out there.
That's debatable.
Okay.
Wait, for you, it's RC debatable. Cola is not my favorite.
Okay.
Remember Jolt Cola, you guys?
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite.
I would say it's got a little bit of a Jolt Cola flavor.
Yep.
That's what he was saying, the extra caffeine that you put in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I would go a little more that route, actually.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
BoneyardElixir.com, correct?
That's correct.
That is where you, good listener or watcher of this particular episode, whether you're interested or not, I think you should go to BoneyardElixir.com right now and check it out. And, of course, it's soda. It's sparkling water. It's all the good things infused with CBD. Go there, check it out. And if you enter the code DADCAST,
right,
you're going to get 10% off your order, no matter how big that order is, correct?
That's correct.
So if you order all million, is there a million cans right there?
There's almost 2 million.
Oh, if you order all 2 million of those, we'd appreciate it. So would he.
Yeah.
We can buy Nick a Tesla.
That'd put me in trouble.
You'd be busy.
It's hard to
You might have to call us up, man, to help you out and get this out. Yeah. But you know what? If you sold all 2 million of those, I think you'd be okay to give it a month or two.
Yeah.
Right? To restock.
Yeah. I could take some time off.
You've been challenged, Internet.
That's right.
Go to BoneyardElixir.com and buy yourself, just try out the 4-pack, man. See what you think of it. You won't be disappointed. It's really, really good. And we'd appreciate it, man.
Or buy 3 cases and get free shipping.
Oh, there you go.
Boom! Marketing extraordinaire extreme. All right. So that's pretty much going to wrap up our special bonus edition of DADCAST with Jared, owner of Boneyard Elixir. I want to thank you for having us out here.
No, thank you guys for coming, man.
Absolutely. I look forward to coming back up again when all the machines are running.
Yeah, we'll show you when the magic happens. That's for sure.
And if you're down, I have to ask, because we talked about it before I completely finished this thing. You asked about the Tesla, if I liked it earlier. Have you ever been in a Tesla?
No, I haven't.
Do you like fast cars?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to go for a ride?
Let's do it.
All right. All right. That's going to happen. And we'll put that on the vlog.
Sweet.
I am JP. He is Nick. Yep. That is Jared once again. Thank you very much. This is DADCAST, and we will see you next week.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to DADCAST.
All right. See ya.
Later.